Great to have you along on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. Today we're going to be talking about retirement and more specifically how to manage relationships in retirement. We'll also take a closer look at gray divorce today and why so many more older Americans are getting divorced more than I think ever before. And joined today by Carol Larson and Mary Helen Conroy. Carol, writer, award-winning reporter, documentary producer at Wisconsin Public Television for a long time, co-creator of Retiree Rebels, and I'll have them talk about it, but they offer blogs and podcasts for the, well, for, who's it for?
For the newly and nearly retired. you have to say it a couple of times to get it to come out right.
The
newly and nearly.
Newly and nearly. Well, that voice you heard was Carol's voice. Mary Helen Conroy with us in the studio as well. Last time, you were in Hawaii.
Larry. Yeah.
Which, so now here you are back in good old Wisconsin.
And it's beautiful weather.
Yeah.
Packed
Hawaii-like
up,
weather.
Absolutely. Brought it for you.
Well, it's great to have. And of course, Carol was the other creator of Retiree Rebels. She's a reinvention life coach, change strategist. And thank you both, by the way, for being with us.
Pleasure to be here.
Love having you here. And maybe just to start, talk a little bit about Retiree Rebels so people kind of know where you're coming from, those who didn't hear you the last time.
Well, RetireeRebels.com is an idea that Mary Helen and I came up with about, you know, not only were we talking about how difficult those first couple of years of retirement were, because it's a transition that you can't just flip a switch, you know, working for 30 or 40 years and suddenly everything's all happy and rosy. It's a big transition. And we were going through that, and we found ourselves, especially Mary Helen and her life coach business, were talking to people who were going through the same things, that they were having some difficulties adjusting and figuring out what to do with their lives. And we thought, you know, we're talking to each other. Why don't we talk to a lot of people? And the way to do that is through the internet or through broadcasting. And so we started this website, and instead of doing written material, because I swear, Larry, if I have to read something else on a computer screen, I'm going to go blind. So we decided to do podcasting, and because I love radio, and Mary Helen decided that she could do that too, because she's a former teacher, so she, you know, speaks well. And we started doing podcasting, and all you do is click and listen. It's like radio on demand. And we talk about the issues that are important to the newly and nearly retired, which is making that transition and how to figure out what to do next and dealing with those things that come up, like change in sleep patterns and, you know, a little bit of anxiety about having unscheduled time on your hands, things like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know what, Larry? In naming this, because people say to us, rebels? You want to be retiree rebels? We're from a generation that were kind of rebellious. We've seen a lot of rebellion.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a lot of it. And so in order to be successful at retirement right now, you've got to be a rebel. You can't sit back in the rocking chair and just think life is going to be perfect. And so we're asking people to challenge themselves to ditch the rocking chair and to find out what really works for them. But to be aware that it doesn't look like the commercial and the financial planning thing on TV every night.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like that because, again, as Carol mentioned, you're talking about a huge transition in your life.
And where people are going to be living for 20 to 30 more years. I mean, you don't want to be in a rocking chair for 20 to 30 more years. And these are baby boomers.
Larry's sitting here going, no.
No.
and here we are. This, you know, we've got 20 or 30 more years to look forward to if you're retiring. But here we got the divorce rate up. It's doubled from in that 10-year period, 1990 to 2010.
Right.
What accounts for that?
Well, you know what, Larry? And that was scary for us when we came across that one. And what's even more scary, we're not talking about the second, third, fourth marriages, divorces. That's not what, those aren't in the numbers. These are all first divorces. So these folks have
been together for
a long time. And so what they thought was till death do us part, it now has to say until retirement to part. Because people are looking at their lives at retirement age, whatever that might be for them, and going, oh my God, this person's going to be here 24/7 for the next 30 years of my life. And that gets scary for folks.
Well, and it's, I think, the lowest marital satisfaction and the highest conflict at the point of retirement?
Yes. It's that transition that plays a big part in it because people aren't really prepared. A lot of people, you hear a lot about financial planning and, you know, trying to take care of that, but nobody talks about what you're going to do with your life and what's ahead of you for the next 5, 10, 20, 30 years and what you're going to do with your time. And a lot of people think, well, I have my spouse. And the spouse is going, oh, no, this isn't good. because sometimes people have grown apart. Some people, you know, have tucked all the problems of their lives underneath the work world or taking care of the kids or taking care of parents or whatnot. And then retirement hits and it all comes to the fore.
Or I've been the bossing people around for
in the office
30 years.
All those years.
Yes.
And now I've got my spouse. I could boss him or her around.
Oh, we've heard stories about men who came home and decided that they knew best how to run the household, and that did not work really well.
Man.
You brought up a really good point, though, Larry. It's a generation, though, that we had two couples in the workplace a lot.
Yeah.
You know, our parents' generation, one spouse was usually at home. Mm-hmm. But that's not true with us. We've all had dual careers. And now the one question is, who retires first? Who retires second? Do you retire together? And it's more about pre-planning than ever before about the relationship.
Yeah.
So when you're in the 50s, start figuring out what it is that you enjoy doing separately and together. You're not a golfer, right, Carol?
No, my husband is an avid golfer.
Avid golfer. And that's a good thing. You play pickleball, he golfs.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing, though, that when they get together, they can talk about.
Yeah.
But if it's not pre-planned on this one, folks, it's bad news, especially with the lawyers.
Carol Larson and Mary Helen Conroy are guests today. They are the co-creators of Retiree Rebels. And we're talking with them a bit about retirement and especially about changing relationships and divorce at retirement and maybe how to avoid that. Maybe you can't avoid it. And how do you deal with it? Give us a call with your own experiences, your own questions. Did retirement change your relationship with your spouse if you are retired? If so, how? What did you do to adjust to retirement together? And maybe, too, if you've gone through a great divorce, how do you feel about things now? Those are all good things we can talk about. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or go ahead and post on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page title is The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. And, you were talking a little bit about spouses pursuing their own interests and activities in retirement. And that sounds pretty important in your thinking.
Very important. I was just talking to a friend last week who has been retired for about 5 years, which is about the time where she's figured out what her new life is about. Very active in the community. Her husband's about to retire. And he's talking about all the things they can do together. And she's going, wait a minute. I have a life.
Yeah.
I'm on boards. I'm volunteering. Yeah. I'm doing all of this stuff. But his assumption is she's going to be there for him 24/7, and she's worried. She's really worried.
It's really interesting, and there's a real gender split somewhat, Larry, on the retirement thing. A gentleman, when he's getting ready to retire, wants to keep the status quo. He wants that person in his home, making the dinner just like always, and never knew how the laundry got washed or whatever. but most gentlemen want the life to continue on. But a woman wants to make sure that the people around her are taken care of and that she can be taken care of in her dotage. Those are two different goals going into retirement.
Yeah.
One is status quo. One is I need to be cared for. And if you've always been the caretaker, it gets hard. You know, when you come in and say, no, I'm sorry, I've got a board meeting in 10 minutes. The dinner's in the whatever. Or could you make dinner because I'm at the board meeting? So those kind of questions are much more prevalent. And you get angry. You got years of experience of people not doing things for you. So,
Well, we'll take some calls right now. Again, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234. Give a call. Let's turn to Don in Dairyland. Hi, Don. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry. I've got kind of a different situation here that I never saw coming until it hit me between the eyes. I'm 66 years old now, and I've been retired for 8 years now. And after 6 years of retirement, I got divorced. And at the time, I was married for 42 years.
Wow.
So
what did you learn?
Go ahead. Sorry, Don.
I think we just kind of grew tired of each other. We're on good speaking terms now, and we respect each other very, very deeply. We do things with the family as much as we can, but there's a bit of hurt in there that just will not go away, and I can feel it from her and I myself. And I don't know how to explain it, but it's an empty feeling. You're stuck. You're going round and round and round, and you know, this has been going on for 2 years now, and I'm trying to meet other people, but you have an awful lot of fears and things that have built up that, you know, to regain trust and stuff is really, really hard.
Yeah.
I really feel for you, Don, because I mean, we're talking numbers here, but the hurt and of breaking up after 42 years. I mean, my gosh. One of the offshoots of living as long as we do and being so very interconnected with society as we are now is that we do live these very long, very busy lives where growing apart is sort of, you know, very understandable nowadays.
Yeah.
And that's it. It is a transition, John, and my heart breaks for you. 18 years was long enough for me to feel that pain. And But what I hear you also saying is that you know that getting out there and meeting other people, getting something that's yours, that's new for your life, that's going to be a way out of this because you are not alone. Believe me, you're not alone, and being able to pursue some interests that maybe you gave up a long time ago might be able to bring you some new folks into your life. But I'm really sorry, but you definitely... I think you brought to us the actual tone of what that feels like after 42 years.
Yeah.
It's I don't know, I think the hardest thing is I dated another lady here for about a year and a half, 2 years now, and now that's come to an end. And it came to an end in a very crazy way. Mm-hmm. For me, it's almost like going through a divorce again. And I don't know. I mean, I've talked to a lot of gentlemen that are my age, and a lot of them just give up and just push their noses into something that they can do and forget about trying to be, attractive to other people.
Anymore, to establish a new relationship with another person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a very difficult spot to be in. And I guess the only thing I can say is if people find that they're growing apart, you do the best they can to try to pull it back together. Because divorce is not the answer for what people think it is.
No.
It's a lot of hurt that just doesn't go away after it starts.
Yeah. Well, Don, comment, Mary Helen, you want to?
I think Don, too, what you bring up is... Some people have really tried to be creative about that because you said try at all costs not to get divorced. And that's what we're finding with people buying side-by-side townhouses and staying married but living separately, that they can't stand living together. But you have the family, you've got those memories, you've got all of that stuff that is important to you, but it's that day-to-day experience of being with somebody for the next 30 years that's going to drive you crazy.
Now, how would your blogs and podcasts help somebody like Don? I mean, what could he gain from going to your podcast?
he'd hear that he's not alone, which is the one of the big reasons we did this. There was no place out there that people can hear people talking about the not pretty parts of retirement. So, John, we have a whole podcast on the gray divorce. We've got one on time and balance and how you manage that.
The one you did on how to meet friends over 50?
50. 50 cups of coffee is another good one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have to explain that.
Oh, the 50 cups of coffee plan is that we don't, you know, if I went to the bar at 9 o'clock at night, I'd be asleep. So I needed to find people after my retirement because my folks were all national. They weren't local. So I started my 50 cups of coffee plan. And I invite people to sit down for a cup of coffee with me and talk to them and get to meet them and hear things from them. And that's actually how Carol and I got together.
Yeah, we met through an organization called the Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs, and she, you know, said, let's go have a cup of coffee. We have issues that we have in common, and that's how RetireeRebels.com started.
So I don't encourage you to do that with 50 beers or anything, Don, but you do have to walk out your door. You have to walk out the door because it's very easy to stay inside and get really, really upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, and lonely.
Yeah. Well, sorry, go ahead.
I've gotten into Habitat for Humanity, I'm trying to do some volunteer work with the veterans in Wisconsin.
Excellent.
And other things, but I want to be selective on what I do and make a difference in maybe somebody else's life if I can. But I thank you all for being there.
Well, thank you, Don, for calling in and sharing, sharing your own experiences.
Thank you, Don.
Appreciate it very much. And we'll take more calls as well. Thanks again to Dan and Madison coming up next. But what about you? You can join in too. Maybe an experience to share, maybe a question to ask. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mehler Show. I'm Larry Mehler. Jason Butler, our on-air producer here on the Ideas Network. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to be talking about soul food and putting new spins on traditional recipes. How about eggnog waffles? How does that sound to you? Sounds good to me right now. I'm kind of hungry. Larry Mehler here, my guest today, though, talking about gray divorce. Carol Larson and Mary Helen Conroy, and they are the co-creators of Retiree Rebels. And what's the website?
www.retireerebels.com. And we're on iTunes as well.
And on iTunes as well. And we have a link on our Facebook page at The Larry Mehler Show. So just go to the Facebook page if you didn't get that down. And you can go right there and get the information you need. We have callers online with questions and comments. So let's go there. Let's go to Dan and Madison. Dan, thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a fun and positive story with a reasonably good ending that I thought I'd share.
Okay.
After raising 7 kids, my mom and my dad found each other together in the house after my dad retired after 40 years of working as a major administrator for a major company. So you can imagine that some of the stresses that you folks mentioned probably showed up. And I sort of watched this and my dad was a very definite male, and my mother was a very definite female, and they actually, as watching what was going on, and I think this little story sort of captures some of what was going on. First of all, I should explain that my father was very helpful around the house, and my mother did not drink, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So at one occasion, my father felt that he was maybe not contributing enough in the kitchen, so he did the dishes. So my mother thought she'd make a big deal out of this and wrote on the calendar, "Hugh did the dishes today."
Oh.
So when my father saw that, he wrote on the calendar for another day, a day later, "Gene was sober today."
Okay, this does not bode well.
So they both had fun with each other, and it was amazing to see that these two pretty much extreme people coming together, having worked on raising a family, actually worked out their business together as they retired. They went on a lot of trips and they had a lot of fun. So I think with good communication and probably some good humor among the people, there can be good positive results too.
Oh,
good. It sounds like they were communicating a lot other than just writing notes and humorous things. That's key. Boy, have you put your finger on it. That is key.
Thanks. That's a great story, Dan. I appreciate that very much. Well, it's the importance of communication. Terry in Buffalo City has something for us. Hi, Terry. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call this morning. I have a little bit different take on the caller before last. I think the best thing that's happened to me, I'm 73, was married for 39 years before we divorced, and that was the best move for both of us.
Oh, go Jerry.
No kidding. Yeah, I mean, he's gone on to have a couple of other wives. I was in a nice long-term relationship for 7 years and lost my partner, but I learned that there was much more to life, much more happiness, much more communication, and I don't think anybody should stay in a marriage just for longevity. We used to say we had a successful marriage, but we did not have a happy marriage. So I think that you're never too late to make decisions like that. It takes a lot when you have to split your finances and buy somebody out and do all of those things. My biggest concern was my loss of medical because I was only, you know, I wasn't old enough for Medicare at that point, nor was he, but he had a wonderful insurance that I was able to take advantage of. But I didn't realize there was Cobra out there, where there were all kinds of things to help me get through it. And I have and continue to have a very close relationship with my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. We see each other at family gatherings, but we more or less just avoid each other. And that's fine. You know, he's not going to keep me away from family events, and I'm not going to keep him away, but we don't need to interact together either. We stayed together to raise our children. We helped babysit the grandchildren, do all of those good things. So I think that we met the goals of many long-term marriages. I have a sister who divorced after 42 years and found much happiness. So I think it's out there, and don't be afraid to take that step, regardless of what you were raised as a child, perhaps to stay for better or for worse. That's not always the truth anymore in this society. So go for it.
Well, and you know what? You are a rebel. You go, rebel. Thanks an awful lot, Terry.
You're welcome.
And Terry's also brought up the idea that there's a vast inequity in the money issues when there's a divorce, especially at retirement, and the insurance is costly. It can be very costly. And you have the difference in savings between the genders. I mean, we talk about genders in a very general way in statistics. Yeah. So it's a tricky situation as well, and Terry brought that up too.
Yeah. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Lots of good things to consider there and think about from her. And let's see here. Oh, I followed something up here. Now I think I can go to Jerry in Dousman. Jerry, hi. Thanks for calling.
Well, good morning. This is a great program. I'm really enjoying all of the stories. I wanted to add a couple of things. My wife and I have been married now almost 50 years.
Congratulations.
Still going strong. And we've been retired now going on 15 years, and we're managing quite nicely. And I wanted to make two suggestions and have your panel or your guest comment on them. Number one that we've been very successful with is allowing the other person to do their thing, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, my wife is off on a field trip with a bunch of ladies doing some historical thing. I'm not even sure what. I'm a singer. I love to sing. I go to rehearsals all the time. We're very understanding of that. We let each other go and do their thing and actually encourage the other one, you know, to try to find your passion and let the other one go. You just can't keep clinging to one another. I'm sensing that in some of your and some of the comments that I've heard in the show. And the second thing is financial, something that I've always been very interested in. And I know lots of people have trouble with finances. My dad was a family court commissioner, and I know that was a huge cost of divorce. And one of the things that we've done is we developed an allowance system where we have our family finances, and then a part of that family finance each of us gets X amount of dollars per month. And it's a nice amount. You know, we mm-hmm. have it, and we each get that amount, and we have our own little private checking accounts, and we can spend that on anything we want.
Mm-hmm.
No questions asked. I may go to a woodworking show and come home with $1,000 worth of tools that I don't need. She said, oh, that's very nice. She's a rose mauler. She may go to a rose mauling show and come back with $1,000 worth of rose mauling that she doesn't need, and she's probably got 50 other pieces. That's the way it works. No questions. We nod. We support. Oh, that's interesting. And it really works. That takes that tension off. You know, yeah. She doesn't have to get my permission. I don't have to get her permission. We just do it. We go out and we do our thing. And I think that a lot of couples don't do that. I think they try to control one another. And I think that's, you have to get away from that.
Oh, really good points. Thank you so much, Jerry. That establishing your own, even in the home, do you do that at your house too, Jerry? Do you have separate places?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I have my shop separate from the house. It's a heated shop. She has her studio in the basement. Mm-hmm. We both kind of go into each other's area a little bit. But, you know, it's our little cave. We have a man cave and a gal cave.
Absolutely. And the more you can do that, but you were right on with that. Let people go. When you got married, it didn't say forever bound to my hip. That was never one of the vows. But it was to cherish somebody. And in cherishing them, you need to let them have a life. You need to have them grow and not be the same person. Who wants to be with the same person? You need them to go out and to experience things. That was just great, Jerry.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling. So let your spouse do things without you, and then the financial side of it, that's a little harder for some people. Mm-hmm. I suppose it depends on your financial situation. Mm-hmm. But you could, regardless of your financial situation, I think you can make that work.
Well, the thing they did was they talked about it.
Yeah.
I mean, the plan that they came up with having an allowance outside of the finances of the house, they had a chat about that. Maybe that it would have been something else for somebody else. But they actually sat down and talked to each other. And that's what we're finding in this great divorce is you need to start doing that when you're 40, when you're 50. So when it's 65 and the two of you are together for the next 30 years, you know how to talk to each other.
Yeah.
And so much of what we talk about on RetireeRebels.com is that communications, you got to be able to think this through, talk this through. Because these what seem like small things, when you're in the work world and you get to be retirement, they can be really big
really
things.
Really big things, yeah.
And finances especially.
We have Judy in Gurnee, Illinois up next. Again, Jerry, thanks a lot. Let's go to Judy in Gurnee, Illinois. Hi, Judy. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry. I was just going to add something simple that I've found over the years is that having a dog, you know, when you're retired, you got extra time, you're at home, and you have time for that. So if somebody's inclined that way, we found it to be a great for social life, because when you're out and walking, if you're just walking by yourself, people won't smile, they won't really talk to you, they think you're kind of odd if you talk to them. But when you have a dog, you meet the most interesting people. We take our dogs on vacation, and you just wouldn't believe how open people are when you have a dog with you.
That is great.
Well, I'm with you. My husband and I walk a lot, especially in the evenings, and that's when the dog walkers are out. And you may not feel comfortable introducing yourself to another person, but you can say, "What's your dog's name?" You know,
right.
And you're out there and doing that, and you gain a new tribe.
Yeah,
we've met more neighbors because we have our dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Excellent point. Thank you, Judy.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. She is right, though, about, you know, I jog alone every morning, and I make it a point to smile and say hello to everybody. Mm-hmm. And some people look at me like I'm nuts. And,
right.
But after a time, you kind of see the same people all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking about our communicator spouse there. That's one of the things we'd like people to do with Retiree Rebels is turn on one of the podcasts, and all you literally have to do is go to RetireeRebels.com and click. But but pull it up and listen to it with your partner. Listen to one,
mm-hmm.
and then talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Are they crazy women? Mm-hmm. Have they brought up a good point? We just didn't think about that before. We have four different kinds of podcasts on there. And so we really have tried to provide lots of conversation pieces for people who are nearly and newly retired just to have the conversation.
One of the things that recently happened is that we held our first event, and that was it was specifically about the first rocky years of retirement, because so many people don't say that out loud, that those first years can be a little difficult. It's a transition. And we had 30 people show up. This was at the Fitchburg Senior Center, and they're all talking about how difficult it is to find new friends, to work into new schedules, and I think they were there sort of validating their own experience in a lot of cases, and then they started sharing tips.
Mm-hmm.
And two of the people who were at that event are now in my pickleball league, and another one has joined the chorus, and all sorts of things. So, you know, getting out and talking to people about what's going on and making that transition, and as Mary
it's
Helen
a three-year
says,
transition.
You really have to be somewhat assertive about it.
We have John and Ashlyn has an interesting comment as well. He feels that a loss of sexual intimacy can be a cause of divorce in older couples. So
absolutely.
Maybe that.
Absolutely. If both couples have been work driven couples, depending on what your sex life is before that, it's going to continue. You know, don't think that all of a sudden when you're retired, your sex life is going up. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. The intimacy of that experience has to be developed all the way through. And so making a date night, having time to just go to a massage together or each to give one, mm-hmm. whatever it is, you need to foster that. I feel like I'm calling, Dr. whoever that was, Ruth, at this point. But sex in seniors is real. It's true. It should be a great time. It should be a lot of fun because there's no children walking in on you, and you don't have to go to work.
Yeah.
So change the time. 10 o'clock in the morning, probably everybody's awake. But, yeah, so just change it up and have a great time.
She said it all.
She said it all. Well, here's something a little different in a way. Lynn in Manitowoc says, well, what about meetup.com? What if that's not available in your area? What are other resources? She says you didn't mention the local senior center, but maybe just talk about other ways to sort of meet people.
We keep saying you have to step outside your front door, and we talked about Judy talked about walking the dog, and I live in Fitchburg, which has a great senior center that serves a wide range of ages, and there's meetup.com, and there's different things. Mary Helen has a whole podcast on making friends over 50. But in people, like in small communities around Wisconsin especially, if there isn't something that you want, create it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm primarily a writer, which is called the world's loneliest profession, and I wanted to meet more writers in my area. I knew they were out there. So every other month, I organize a dinner for people to get together. And, be a little bit of assertive. If there's something out there you want, go for it. One of the other things that a friend of mine and I did, we wanted to learn how to ballroom dance. So we called the senior center and said, can we figure out how to have ballroom dance classes? And now we have them. So I'm learning how to dance after all these years. This is the old disco queen here, and I'm finally learning how to foxtrot,
And one of my, I'm so glad you said this, because I would like people across this country to become retiree rebels. I really believe that if we sat down, and again, take one of our podcasts, get four of your friends together, get four couples together, play one podcast and talk. You can be your own rebel, and the meetups are really good, volunteer.com, volunteer match, all of those things are out there, but you know what? A cup of coffee and a donut can really make the difference in your life on whether you're going to be happy that day or not. So, become a rebel for us. We want to get little banners out there.
Okay, is this the time I give this to Larry? Okay, here you are.
Oh!
You are now a rebel.
They presented me with a Go Rebels, retireerebels.com coffee mug. No coffee in it.
No, I bet you don't need the 50 friends, Larry. You've got them.
I'm one of these lucky people who... People sometimes come up to me in the grocery store and say, oh, I know your voice.
Yep.
Well, we have... Let's take Beth from Caledonia, Minnesota, has a comment. So let's go there. Beth, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. You know, I just wanted to make a comment about... I think my husband and I have a very good communication. Sometimes we can have some miscommunication. But we have, for probably 25 years, always had our own money that we could spend on anything we wanted. It just, you know, every month, like, getting paid. And that has really worked out for us. And my husband is about to retire in the next year. And I can see that it's going to continue. But I think communication is just so very important for any relationship. And we feel very comfortable with each other. And when the other isn't around, you know, like go see great shows, and I do my thing with my family sometimes they can't go to. And you have to have that apart time for your own mental health. When my dad retired, my mom said if I stopped, my dad would just run into her. He had no hobbies. So we have our hobbies and we enjoy them.
Good for you, Beth.
That's and you're pretty much echoing what we've heard from others and what our two guests today, Carol and Mary Helen, are saying.
Yeah, talking, and she's chimed in again, as one of your earlier callers did, about having separate money. Sometimes that works.
And also, you brought up the point is our retirement is not what our parents' retirement is. Or was. Mm-hmm. You know, too many people turned 65 and they died 6 months later.
Mm-hmm.
You're making sure that doesn't happen by both of you keeping alive, talking, communicating, doing separate things. Good for you. Go Rebels for you.
Yep.
And you two Rebels, you keep going too. Thanks a lot for being with us today. It's been a lot of fun.
Good. Our pleasure, Larry.
Carol Larson and Mary Helen Conroy, go to retireerebels.com. Or if you just happen to be on my our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show, you'll see it right there, and you can click on it. And lots of podcasts on a whole variety of topics. So, thinking about changing gears a little bit and talking about food next coming up, there's some American comfort food that you're going to learn about next. Melba Wilson, our guest on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.